Good morning. Pastor Roy Carter here from New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street in Racine, Wisconsin, 53402. Our telephone number, 262-417-7363. You can reach us at our new church website. We have a new website, nlracine.org. That's nlracine.org. Take a view, take a gander, reach out to us. We come to you this morning. Once again, we're still not meeting in our sanctuary. How soon will we be back? We don't know. But until then, we will continue to come to us here on our Facebook page as God allows us to, that we might share the glory of the Lord. Today is Sunday, September. What is today? September the 6th. Amen. It is truly a day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice still, and we are still glad in it. God has brought us through a week, and we are thanking Him that He's allowed us to see today, a day that we might worship Him, that we might praise Him, that we might honor Him, that we might live for Him. We thank God. Now today, we're grateful for each one of you. As you are gathering and coming on today, we're glad to see you. We wave hello to you all. We say good morning to you all. We meet you with the love of Jesus. Now, we just want to say that, you know, today is Monday. Oh, before I start, I need to remind you. I still got to remind you. We got to put on our masks. We got to hand sanitize, wipe down our counters and things, practice our social distancing. And if we do all of these things, as we're taught by the doctors, by our scientists, by those who seem to know, we will find that the pandemic situation will be behind us. But as long as we go on thinking that we're exempt, and thinking that this doesn't apply to us. Take the approach like many have said. You may be in perfect health and young and strapping and everything is fine. Think about the rest of your family. Think about the rest of your loved ones that you may contact the virus unknowingly and then take it and spread it with somebody unknowingly. They get sick and they're not as strong as you are. They're not as you know, healthy as you are, and now they're sick, all because you didn't do what you could do to protect them. So let's just find ourselves doing it, that we might protect each other. How about we look out for each other? How about we be concerned about somebody else? I had the privilege this morning, I wanted to run to the grocery store real quick to pick up something, and I guess I was afraid they would run out. It's on sale, and I was afraid they're going to run out. So I ran to the store this morning. And there was a lady there we were both in the same aisle. And it was so funny because we were kind of doing this kabuki dance back and forth. Say, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. Look, we were both saying, as she said, I just wanted to make sure you were okay. And I was saying, and I was looking out for you. We were both concerned about the other one. I ain't know her. I don't think she knew me. We got masks on, so we couldn't even see. But we were concerned to make sure that the other one was a safe distance away. If we all do this with each other, the pandemic will be behind us sooner rather than later. I know it's Labor Day weekend, and you know people are talking about gathering together with family and friends. I'm not going to tell you not to gather, but I will tell you to be safe. Be safe. Be safe. This is not the time to go have a family reunion with everybody and we hugging and kissing on each other and all of that sort of. Y'all understand what I'm saying. Let's just be safe. Practice our social distancing. Put our masks on. Eat. Grill out. Do all of those things. But be safe. Now, I want to go to the Word of God. That's what I'm here for, to go to the Word of God. And with tomorrow being Labor Day, you know, I thought about Labor Day and, you know, what Labor Day was all about. You know, Labor Day being that day that's set aside to remember or commemorate or to honor the labor movement. And the fact that we observe it on, you know, this the first Sunday tomorrow, the first Monday of September. It, for many, symbolizes like the end of summer, the last big fling before autumn and winter sets in. And so let's light up the grill. Let's gather for some fun. And above all, no work. It's Labor Day, but no work. We ain't trying to work. Now, I know there's some of you that got to go to work on that day. I understand. You know, we trying to keep life and limb going. But for most people, no work. I want to talk to us this morning from a story that's in Nehemiah, familiar to many of us. The walls of the city of Jerusalem had been torn down. The people of God had been disobedient to God once again. And God allows them to be taken captive once again in punishment. But now the day has come when Nehemiah, Ezra, they're reading the story of what has happened, and they're disturbed by it all. And so they decide, Nehemiah gets a crew together, asks for permission, and he's going to go back, and we're going to rebuild this wall. This wall that is around the city of God, the people of God, let's go back and rebuild this wall. And so they make up in their mind to go do what I like to call the work. You will hear me many times this morning refer to the work. So they go and Nehemiah gets his crew together and gets the people together that they might go and do the work. And here is where our text takes up on this morning. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. It's a little long, but I'm going to read it swiftly from the New International Version. It says, when Sanballat heard we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are? Tobiah, the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, what are they building? Even a fox climbing up on it would break it down, their walls of stone. Hear us, our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from our sight, for they have thrown their insults in the face of the builders. So we built the wall till all it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. But Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the people of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed. They were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. Meanwhile, the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall. Also, our enemy said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there amongst them and will kill them and put an end to the work. But the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us. Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords and their spears and bows. After I looked over things, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and will fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives, and your homes. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall and each to their own work. The work. I'm talking about work. Work is defined, you know, it's Labor Day tomorrow, and labor is defined as work. And then work is defined as activity involving mental or physical effort, and it's done in order to achieve a purpose, to achieve a result. And just as it work is important to God, it should be important to the people of God. And here, Nehemiah and the people of God have gone that they might rebuild the city that's so very important to them, that's even important to God. And as they go to begin the work, there is opposition at hand. And I just want to address this morning how God has Nehemiah and the people of God address the work and the opposition. The first thing we notice is Nehemiah and his gang, they gather their supplies, gather their people, and begin to work. And just like many of us experience nowadays, there's another group of folks that are gathered together to mock them. In the middle of doing great things, necessary things, needed things, things that should be done, they found themselves being bothered and mocked. Sanballat, the governor of the region, he finds himself mocking them, ridiculing them, getting some folk to help him poke fun at them. And then he asks a series of rhetorical questions just simply meant to aggravate and upset them. Tobias comes along and says, you know, yeah, they building that wall, and that wall is going to be so flimsy, it's going to be so cheap that even if the slightest pressure is put up on it, it's going to fall. They were busy doing the work. And in the middle of doing their work, here come some people that offer no assistance, no help, no encouragement for the work. They merely saw the need to mock them and make fun of them. People of God, they're still being mocked, poked fun at, and discouraged when carrying out the work of the Lord. We've got to remember, as Apostle Paul points out in Acts chapter 17, he was busy preaching and teaching and telling about the love of Jesus Christ and the saving grace of Jesus Christ that was brought about because of the dying and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he points out in chapter 17 of Acts in verse 32, some of them sneered, but others said, we want to hear again about this subject. Some of them sneered. There were some people, I don't care when you're doing the work of God, when you're expressing what God is giving you, there's going to be some people that no matter how good it is, how true it is, how right it is, how helpful it is, some are going to sit back and just sneer. They're just going to find fault. They're just going to mock. They just gonna do what they can do, say what they say to upset the work. Later over in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Apostle Paul makes mention in verse 13 and 14. He says, we worked hard with our own hands. When we were cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly. We have become the scum of the earth, the garbage of the world, right up to this moment. As God's people, we may hear insults. We may see the mockery. We may even feel the anxiety that others have about what we are doing. Rather than stopping the work to retaliate, to get them told, to tell them off, we've got to find ourselves returning and to the work and turning all this over to the Lord. Nehemiah prayed, turned the comments and the actions of the opposition over to the Lord. He prayed that God would turn their reproach on their own head, as that God would remember their iniquity and not blot it out. It can be hard to pray for your enemies. I'm telling you, it can be hard to pray for your enemy, but you got a work that you're doing. And so if I'm busy doing my work, I can't get bogged down in that. Jesus himself taught us in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44 that we are to pray for those who spitefully use us. Yeah, it can be hard, but we got a work to contend with. We got a work to continue with. He tells us in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, he tells us we got to remember the words in Hebrew chapter 10, verse 30. It is mine, vengeance. It is mine to avenge, and I will repay. Again, the Lord will judge his people. We got to remember these things. Now, not only did they deal with the people that were coming out and you know, trying to upset them, they worked. Now, that's going to mess a bunch of us up right there, because they didn't just talk about going and building this wall. They didn't just deal with the opposition. They worked. They labored. They put in the effort to achieve the purpose that they set out to achieve. These people of God worked. And as they worked, the wall was rebuilt rapidly. Verse 6 notes that they worked with all of their heart. They literally put their heart and their soul into what they were doing. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23 tells us that whatever we do, work at it with all of your heart, as if working for the Lord and not for mere human beings. Titus chapter 2 and verse 7 says, in everything, set them an example by doing what is good. John comes along in chapter 9 and verse 4 and tells us that as long as it is day, we must work the works of him who sent us. Why? Because the night is coming when no man can work. We gotta work. We gotta be busy. We can't be talking about it. We can't talk about what I'm gonna do, what I'm fitting to do, what I'm getting ready to do. No, how about you get your hands busy and carry out the work of the Lord? These people, Nehemiah, those Jewish people that were working along with them, they could have quit. They could have given up. They could have decided, it's too much. I'm not going to take the ridicule. I'm not going to be mocked. But instead, they kept working. They could have got angry. They could have sought to retaliate. They could have allowed their detractors, their distractors, to cause them to abort their mission. But instead, they continued the work. When we are ridiculed, we can't give up. We must continue the work. Now, not only did they continue the work, but they prayed and trusted God to protect them. You know, verse 7 and 9 points out the fact that when their enemies came and plotted against them and they got word about that, what was going on, Nehemiah says, verse 9 says, we prayed to our God and posted guard on a guard night and day to meet this threat. They were busy with the work, rebuilding this wall that needed to be rebuilt. And just as busy as they were in working, and just as busy as they were knowing what the plot, the plan, the conniving, the gathering of their enemy was against them, they prayed. And then they posted guards that they might be watched, that the enemy might be watched, all while they kept working. Get this, they kept up with the work. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 reminds us often, we got to be alert and sober-minded. The enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking, looking for someone to devour. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13 reinforces this whole idea that we got. It says, be on guard, stand firm in your faith, be courageous and be strong. He ain't telling you just to be courageous and be strong while you doing nothing. You got to be strong and courageous while you doing the work. The job has got to get done. And many times if we are lax in doing what God has given us, what he has assigned us, the task that he has given us, then that means somebody's not going to be helped. That means somebody's not going to be blessed. It means, now God can get it done without your help, but it means that who he has assigned to your hands is left uncovered. Some of our family goes without because we're not busy with the work that God has given us. Instead, we are busy trying to retaliate against those who would mock us, those who would seek to retaliate. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, this is a social media world that we live in. Instead of commenting on those that would mock and ridicule, how about just hit the delete button? Just hit it. Why? Because you got work to do. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse, 10 through 12. You know, we've heard that whole thing about the armor of God. It tells us to put this on that we might be able to continue with the work. When we're doing the work, the enemy may conspire against us. He may even prepare to come us against us with war. He may bring all of his friends together. But we're doing the work of the Lord. So what they do or set out to do, it ain't gonna prosper. It won't happen. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 tells us that we do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, when you're working, and people are coming against you to ridicule you, when people are laughing and mocking and poking fun at you because you're busy doing the work, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Turn it over to Jesus. Let him handle that while you're busy working the work. And so because they continued to work and trusted their opposition over to the Lord, they were able to finish. They were able to complete that assignment. They were able to finish the task. His Nehemiah and the people won over their enemies, their adversaries that conspired against them to stop the work. God thwarted that plan. God caused it to come to naught. But the people of God had to continue to work. You know, there's a scripture that people like to quote, and I just caution us on it. It's very true. But they never finish out what the whole thing says. It says in Isaiah chapter 54 and 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned. And then it says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. You got to be sure. I'll get this right in a minute. You got to be sure you busy working for the Lord. You are carrying out your assignment as God gives it to you. You are a servant of the Lord. Then you can look for that weapon that is formed against you to not prosper, to come to not be. Psalm 107 and 2 points out, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those who he has redeemed from the hand of the foe. This comes about only as we're busy working for him and doing what God gives us to do. We find out that when we work for him and do the work, then we will win over our enemies and we can complete our God-given task. What is the work? Remember, Isaiah 43 and verse 7 reminds us that we were created to bring God glory. And then in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, it points out, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. I want to close this out by quoting 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. When you are busy doing the work of the Lord, it's not in vain. God bless you this morning. I have to go. There's an emergency outside. I must attend it. God bless you.